Hey guys, Chad here at Worldwide Sax. I've lined up 5 tenor mouthpieces for your sound file today. I'll go through them pretty quick. I'll tell you about them at the end. They're all about 85 at the tip, anywhere from 71 to 88. Playing on a Selmer Mark VI today, serial number 204. Mouthpiece number 1. Mouthpiece number 2. Mouthpiece number 3. Switching over, same reed, mouthpiece number 4. Mouthpiece number 5. Just for fun, let's do mouthpiece number 1 once more. Mm-hmm. All right, let me disclose some information to you about these mouthpieces. Number one was a Selmer C-Star Short Shank. Paired with the Mark VI, it's an early mouthpiece pairing, so that should be a good benchmark. Tip was measuring the near original at 71 thousandths, and it was worked on here, but we tried to keep it at a C-Star. Second mouthpiece was an Autolink Tone Master. So that's one of the prized awesome mouthpieces. It was a tip size 7 original, and it's one from Chad's collection. The third mouthpiece was an Autolink 4-star model, and this is from Sarge's collection. Bob Carpenter refaced the tip, and it was a tip at 87. So it's pretty close to that Autolink Tone Master that was 86. So the 4-star was more like a modern 5-star, if you're going to give it a number of today's terms. Mouthpiece number 4 was a Herb Kuff, however you want to say it. It was an artist model with 6 stars across the body there. Not just a 6-star measurement, but 6 stars. And it was an original facing at 88, and it was from Sarge's collection. The 5th mouthpiece was a Runyon, and it's an ivory kind of model, so just a white plastic composite. Tip measured 78, and it's from Sarge's collection as well. Hope you heard something cool in there. There's definitely large chamber sounds, focused cuff sound, clean Selmer, and even the Runyon is very clean as well, if you ask my opinion.